Case Down Heating and Cooling.
Good morning, Aguileo. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Awesome. I just want to let you know, I did see your text message regarding the cancellation. So I'm sending over the message to the team so that way they can contact you regarding to cancel the account, okay? So just so that you're aware.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, because I was actually reaching out to you regarding the Google Guaranteed upgrade just to kind of share that information with you, but then I did see your response that you weren't interested in the upgrade, but that you did want to cancel the account, correct?
Yeah, it seemed like in the past somebody had called me to ask for my new credit card.
Okay.
Information.
Uh-huh.
And...
yeah.
Security.
It looks like you spoke with Tina. Mm-hmm. You spoke with Tina.
And I never gave it to her. And somehow, Local Splash still charged me. So that kind of freaks me out how that can happen.
It looks like on the 27th, I'll tell you right now because I'm looking back through all the notes. So on May 27th, it shows system processed. Tina contacted you. It declined because the CVV, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, then there was another note on 6/23. He said that he will look into it and call back because he was on the highway. She sent you an email and an SMS, right? And then...
and then my card was trapped. So I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, because we just don't update a CVV, to be very honest with you, Aquilo.
Right.
Unless
so
you give us the number, right?
I did not. I was on the highway. I had no way of doing that. So it freaks me out a little bit, and I'm actually just want to cancel. I don't know if somebody's hacked my card or what, but I'm also canceling my business account. And redoing
okay.
that because I
okay.
don't know how that payment went through without a CVV.
Yeah, there always
and,
has to
and
be
my
like
bank
especially.
Cancel.
Yeah, especially if like for example, like let's say something's expiring, right? I mean, we can't renew it. We can't just change the date because we don't know what the date is. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like we could just make up a date. You know, we would actually have to have the date and the CVV because you know cards change, right? So I do see these notes, and I can understand where you would be worried because it's like, well, then how did that payment go through? Let me look back. Give me 1 second. Let me go to the billing because the billing,
I will tell you,
it masks
through
everything.
Credit.
I could never, ever, just so that you know, we could never even read back the card number to you because it will exit out all numbers but the last four. Okay.
Yeah, because right now in your files, you should not have my updated CVV or new date on my new card.
Yeah, that's so weird. Okay. Let me send this
so
to
I
the
think
team.
If I just cancel, maybe we start over in a month or something and let all of this resolve, that might work, but
yeah.
I just don't
and
know
I think,
where.
Yeah,
and
I've had
a couple of fraudulent charges come off of my cards from California.
Oh, no.
So that's the only, and they're not big. They're like $35 here.
Well, hey,
and,
it adds
know,
up, though.
But,
I
yeah,
wouldn't even say
I,
that.
I think
it adds up.
I think it's somebody just seeing if they can do it, and then someday it's going to be a big draw.
Oh, to see if they're like testing the waters. Let's try these little ones that he might not notice, right?
Right.
I see what you're saying. That actually, that happened to me like years ago before I was with the credit union. And, it was when I was with Wells Fargo and someone like charged like a midly, it was like $5, right? But I'm on it. Like I'm constantly on my account. And when I noticed it, I immediately, and they said, yeah, sometimes people will do that. And then they go, when they see that it's working, then they just go and hit it. Let me put this in the
My
notes.
Bank just told me that people do that. So there's a history footprint. So when they do a big draw, it doesn't look like
suspicious.
It was fraudulent because they have drawn from the account before.
Oh, so it doesn't throw the red flag then.
Right.
Interesting. Wow. I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yep.
Okay,
so,
let me put this note really quick while we're on the phone right now. Regarding SMS.
Unless you guys have like a pause button that I could push for a couple
months.
We do,
and that's the other thing that I was going to say. I wouldn't completely say cancel. I would say, why don't you put it on hold, right, like a pause?
Let's put it on hold till September.
Okay.
That way I know I have this resolved.
Okay.
And that'll give me 60 days to actually do my work and work with my bank and shut down my account and reopen a new account because it
doesn't
take up
to
3 weeks.
Yeah, so I'm going to notate it and let them know, hey, he needs to pause the account until September. They'll still call you to confirm, Aguilio, because they don't want to just, of course, take my word for it, right? So
right.
It'll at least pause it. And then this way, they'll even give you like a specific date and they will reach out to you. So this way, at that time, if you have a new card, then you just tell them, listen, we're using a whole new card. And then that way you can square that up with them. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll let the
yep.
specific department know. I would say this would give them at least 24 hours to respond to you. If someone doesn't reach out to you, you know, the text message that I sent you, send another text back and one of us will get in touch with you, but they're pretty good. They'll know. I've already heavily notated the account. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad we were able to speak. I hope you have a great, great week. And then, just be expecting the call from the team, okay? Might be sooner, but I always like to safely say 24 hours, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you are so welcome. Have a blessed day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.